welcome you back this Sunday. Today, I'm going to speak on the topic, give thanks to God in all things. Give thanks to God in all things. Today is going to be a teaching moment as well. So I would like you to have your pen and your pads or your note pads to make sure that you take some notes as fast as you could. And please make sure you go over it. It's a teaching moment, and I believe God wants to bless you today. So Father, I pray for divine revelation for your sons and daughters, that you open their hearts, Father God, to deep revelation of your word and new revelation where they will act on it. Let them be activated to put it in practice in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, give thanks to God in all things. My objective today is twofold: to be grateful to God in all things and for all things. To be grateful to God in all things and for all things, because that is the will of God for you. And secondly, to learn to give thanks as a lifestyle. We'll begin by taking a reading from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. Ephesians 5:20. It reads, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We see here the Word of God is teaching us to be grateful in all things. Be thankful to God in all things. But what does it mean? Why do we have to give thanks to God in all things? We have to because giving thanks to God is an expression of joy towards God. And anytime you say thank you to somebody, it's because you're happy. If you're not happy with somebody, you don't say thank you. If they've done something for you, say thank you. And giving thanks is an expression of joy towards God, which is born from a heart that gladly recognizes God's power and God's glory. So if you're here and today you recognize God's power and God's glory, that alone gives you a reason to thank Him. Sometimes we also give thanks to our friends when they've done something good to us. Giving thanks, therefore, is a recognition of gratitude and peace in the hearts of the one who has received a blessing. So when you receive a blessing from God, even sometimes from men, you are recognizing how gratitude you are by saying thank you. Even if you like whatever you've got so much, but you don't say thank you are not showing gratitude. For instance, if I open my heart to give you something, and I give it to you freely, and at the end of the day, you don't show gratitude, but you begin to think otherwise or say otherwise, that means you haven't honored me. The same with God, that when He does something for us, when we show gratitude, when we recognize that, God, we are grateful to this, then we are saying, God, we acknowledge the blessing that you've given us in that. In Colossians chapter 3, verse 15, it reads, said, let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you were called in one body, and be thankful. Here we see that being thankful brings the peace of God in your heart. Being thankful releases God's peace to come over you. If you don't, you don't receive the peace of God for what God has done for you. So we go back to the verse that we read again in Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, giving thanks always for all things to God, the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So when the scripture says all things, it refers to every blessings that come into our lives. Similarly, if we are facing something we don't like or even is bad, it is an opportunity for us to give God thanks, not because of the bad things or that we are happy for the bad news to be happening to us, but because in every difficult situation, God is faithful. So when you're going through a crisis, the Bible says, thank God for everything. So you don't have to say, God, I thank you for all these bad things that's happening to me, all this coronavirus all over the place. I couldn't have thanked God for coronavirus. It is a bad thing. It was killing people. And God does not bring coronavirus. God does not bring bad things. So for that reason, as I sat here, if I'm thanking God for the good thing, for the blessing that he's given in my life, yes, I have a reason to do so. But also, in all things, I have to give God the glory, thank him, because I know he's faithful. Now, in other words, you are giving thanks because you trust in God that even in that situation, he's faithful and will make a way for you. So being in that situation, that difficult situation, that sickness, that illness, that poverty, all those situations that suddenly come upon you that you don't expect or suddenly turn in your life and in your home, that in your career and your pathway and your destiny that you don't expect, God says give thanks, not for the bad things, but that you are giving thanks to God, honoring him because, God, I know that you make a way for me. Let's take another reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18. It says, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So we want to emphasize that it is God's will that we give thanks in every situation, at all times, in everything, for it is the will of God through Christ Jesus for us. By giving thanks for all things, as Ephesians 5:20 told us, we are also able to be grateful in all things. Unless you are thanking God for all things, you cannot be grateful for all things. Let's take the human example again. That if you give me a present and I do not say thank you, I mean, you will not even know why I didn't say thank you. Either I did not appreciate it or I am not grateful for that. And when you get to know, since you've opened your heart to give me that present, you'll be very hurt. And is God different? No, he's not. So we want to show gratefulness in all things. This means that when we are going through every crisis, every sickness in the body, or something we do not have an answer for, there is no better plan than to give God thanks and to say, Father, I thank you because I know you are faithful, because I know you will make a way for me, or I know that there is a way out of this situation. That is why we give thanks to God. We are obviously not grateful for the problem, for in that situation, it is not well with you or your soul. But for the fact that God will always rescue us from the fire, that's why we are thanking God. So don't just get up and you be in a problem and someone says, how are you? I'm fine. And you know it's not fine. You are lying, aren't you? And lie is a sin. If you're fine, there's got to be a reason why you're fine. If you are well, there's got to be a reason that you are fine and you are well. So when your soul, it is not well with your soul, it is not well with your body, it is not well with your spirit, then you have to know the reason why he's saying that it is well with you. It is well with you because you know that God will always rescue you from that fire. It is on this latter basis that you can say it is well, not on the bad situation, but on what God is going to do for you in that situation. In every situation, God will give you a way of escape. That is why when you thank him, you are professing faith in him, you are professing gratefulness in him, you are saying that, God, I know that I trust you, that you are going to rescue me, I trust that you are going to provide another way for me out of this. That's why you are thanking God for this. So this will thus build a deep trust in God so that you can focus on Him. God will build trust in you by you focusing on Him with thanksgiving so that you will know that this God is a living God. At this point, as you're professing your faith in Him by thanking Him, you don't have to stop there and say, it is well with me, it is well with me, and stay there or sit in your corner and cry. What you know to do, or what you have to do, is that you have to go to God in your distressed condition or with your distressed soul and pour out your heart to Him from the depth of your reality, of your situation, and ask God for help. If you do that, then you will not give room for complaining. Yes, if you say, I am okay, I'm all right, it is fine, it is well, then when you enter your closet, you pour your heart to God and say, God, you know what? I said it is well because I trust you. I said it is well because I want to focus on you. Now here is my problem. Now here is my story. Now here is my distress. Now here is this my discomfort. Now here is the thing that is weighing me down. And please help me, God, and God will hear you. Because one, you've shown God that you trust Him. And one of the things that I've taught you as a church, and wherever you are, one of the things that you need to learn is that the golden rule of prayer is that God exists and that He is a rewarder of people who diligently seek Him. Or to put it in another way, God exists and He will hear your prayers and He will answer them. That is the golden rule of prayer. So when you go to God for help, He will help you. I mean, many times that I've stood tall, preached amazing messages, and I've gone and I've cried before God. I said, God, I'm not in good shape. Help me out. And God has always helped me because I've always known that it is well with my soul. Let me give an example of from the Bible of what I'm saying. When we take 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 23 to 27 onwards, it's the story which I want to paraphrase. You can read the whole, verses from 23 to 27, and we can go further ahead. And you see that it's the story about Elisha, the prophet Elisha, the one who literally followed Elijah. And prophet Elisha went to a place called Shunem. And there was a lady called the Shunammite woman, because he comes from Shunem. And she had a child who died. The prophet knew them and the lady knew them because he used to come and they gave him a lodging and he was lodging on his way to wherever he was going to ministry. It was like a stopover for him. It was like a bed and breakfast for him. So they developed a relationship. Now when the lady's son died, now she told one of the servants that they should saddle her on one of the horses so that she can go and see the prophet. And the husband is saying, hang on a minute, why are you going to see the prophet at this early hour of the day? What's the matter? And this woman of Shunem, or the Shunammite woman, said, it is well. And when she went and Elisha saw her coming from a long way off, Elisha said, isn't that the Shunammite woman? And he sent his servant to find out about it. And when the Shunammite woman got to where Elisha was, Elisha asked her, is it well with you? She said, it is well. But as soon as she said it is well, she held it to Elijah's feet. And literally, the symbol is that she was pleading with him to come and heal his son, or to wake the son up who was dead at the time. Remember, she said it is well. But then she did not stop there. She poured out her heart to this prophet. So the prophet said, come on, let's go back to the home and see where the child was. And when the prophet eventually accompanied this lady, the Shunammite woman, to her home, they found the child indeed dead. And he managed to raise this child up. That was a tremendous miracle. I want to do that, and I'm sure you want to do that too. But the word here again is remember. Let's go back to the same moment in time as Elisha. Remember that it's not your place to tell someone in deep crisis that it is well with you. It is not your place, because what the person is going through is not your reality. You don't understand. Yours is to ask God to show you how to minister to that person in such a difficult time, like Elisha did to this woman. It wasn't Elijah's problem to tell the woman that, hey, it is well, go away. No, Elijah didn't say that. And we Christians are fond of telling people when there is so much problem, especially when somebody dies, we say, it is well. How do you know it is well? How do you know what is going through the person's heart? The person who is going through that difficulty is the one who has the right to say it is well, because it is him or she who will be focusing on God in faith. That person's level of faith that will motivate him or her to say it is well, like this Shunammite woman did. So, what are we saying so far here? We are saying that we Christians should learn to hear the voice of God when somebody is in crisis, so that we'll be able to help that person. Then we will give thanks to God in all situations. Let me read one more passage to you, and then that will be, where our message will end today. I'm reading from Luke chapter 17, verse 11 to 19. Luke 17, verse 11 to 19, from the New King James Version. This is Jesus Christ here in a discourse. He said, "Now it happened, as he, Jesus, went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. Then as he entered a certain village, there met him 10 men who were lepers, who stood afar off. And they lifted up their voices and said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' And as they went, he said, 'Jesus, Master, have mercy on us.' So when he saw them, that is when Jesus Christ saw them, he said to them, 'Go, show yourself to the priest.' And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed." "And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet," that Jesus' feet, "giving him thanks. And he was a Samaritan. So Jesus answered and said, 'Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? Were there not any found who returned to give glory to God except this foreigner?' And he said to him, 'Arise, go your way. Your faith has made you whole.'" These 10 lepers happened to see Jesus passing by. They recognized the anointing upon him. They recognized who he was, and they said, "Jesus, have mercy on us. We want to be cleansed." And Jesus Christ says, "Go and show yourself to the priest." He didn't even say that be cleansed. He said, "Go and show yourself to the priest. And as they went, what a step of faith. And they understood that going to show yourself to the priest means that you have been cleansed of your leprosy. So they took that step of faith to go. And as they were going, something happened. The healing happened. So today, I just want you to come to the point of trusting God deeply and trusting the word of God deeply and trusting Jesus Christ deeply when he says, "Go and show yourself to the priest," even in the midst of your difficulty. That is why we have to give God thanks in every situation. They were lepers. They were outcasts. Nobody wanted them close to them. They were living outside every reality of life. Yet, Jesus said, "Go and show yourself." So whatever situation you are in, God sees it. And therefore, we have to give God thanks. We have to trust him in such situations. We don't have to look at the situation and say we cannot be cleansed. We have to look at ourselves and say, "Hey, you know, my leprosy is real. I'm not pretending I have no leprosy. I am leprous." But then, by having faith in Jesus Christ, by trusting him, you are able to say, have mercy on me. And that is the basis of our thanksgiving in all things and at all times. If a foreigner can return to give glory to God, then Jesus expects better from his people. You see, and these people, Jesus said, but that one was a foreigner. That seemed to suggest the other nine were Israelites, or the people of Israel, from the household of Israel. So, if a foreigner can say thank you in every situation, why can't we Christians learn to say thank you to God in every situation? Remember, don't tell me that I don't know your story. I might not know. I might not feel the way you feel, but it is the will of God that you can say thank you to Jesus in every situation. In the book of Leviticus, God gave his people 7 feasts and 5 offerings as a means for worshiping him, that means showing honor and appreciation to God. The feast is to say thank you for the sweetness and the blessings that come our way. And the offerings were to say sorry when we have not done right. Sorry when we have not done right as we should. So feast is to say thank you, and offerings is to say sorry. In both feasts and offerings, we see at the heart of it is the expression of thanksgiving as a lifestyle, because it glorifies God, because it is the will of God, because it lifts the name of God higher, because it releases his majesty, because it releases his power, because it releases his strength. It bigs God up when we say thank you to him. That is exactly what happens. So in the New Testament, Jesus stresses going to show ourselves to the priest after receiving a cleansing, after receiving a healing, or something good happens to us, for confirmation and testimony, and to give an offering in line with scripture. You see, when you look at Matthew chapter 8, verse 4, there was also a story of a leper being cleansed. This time it is only one person who cried to Jesus and said, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus said, yes, I will have mercy on you. I will cleanse you and I will heal you. And he said, when the man was healed, he said, be healed. And the man got healed. And you know what Jesus Christ said? He said, go and show yourself to the priest and offer a gift according to the law of Moses. Offer a gift according to the law of Moses. So being thankful to God also means that offer a gift to God. And then in Luke chapter 5, verse 14, he said that, Luke 5, verse 14 is the same story, but through the eyes and the lenses of Luke. And Luke said that when the man was cleansed, Jesus again said, go and show yourself to the priest. And when he said, go and show yourself to the priest, he said, and go and make an offering in line with the law of Moses. This time, go and make an offering in line with the law of Moses. So Jesus Christ said, go and show yourself to the priest. Go and give a gift in line with scripture. Now go and make an offering in line with the law of Moses. This is an incredible revelation that I want you guys to get it. And how do we get it? We have to get it by going to Leviticus chapter 14. The whole chapter is about the cleansing of the leper. And that was what Jesus Christ was referring to. You see, sometimes some people don't like the Old Testament, but they forgot that Jesus Christ was using the Old Testament. That was what he was referring to. The New Testament hadn't been written. It wasn't written until about 70 years after that, after his death. So I want you to understand that the Old Testament is as real and as relevant to our lives as the New Testament. That is why we call it scripture. So both is scripture. Now, what was this offering that Jesus Christ was pointing them to? You see, this offering, it says when a leper is cleansed or his leprosy is gone, then he had to go and show himself to the priest. And to go and show himself to the priest is for the priest to verify, to confirm, so that the man can go or the woman can go and give a testimony that, you know what, I have overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of the testimony. I have overcome my leprosy, my diseases. That's why sometimes we say when you are healed, go to the doctors and let them examine that it's okay. And when it is okay, then you can give a powerful testimony. Like I have so many testimonies to give, and almost all of them have been to the doctors, certified. I have my papers to show that a doctor says I am clean out of that. For that reason, I give God the glory. Even if they didn't give me the paper, I will give God the glory anyway. But then they did. So go and show yourself to the priest. So when you go and show yourself to the priest as a leper, or someone with a problem, someone with an issue, someone with a leprosy, which is a typification of sin, then what you need to do, the offering is made up of seven things. First, it says, take two living and clean birds. Yes, birds that fly. Two living and clean birds. That means you have to go to the priest with a genuine testimony, with a living testimony to tell that I have been healed. So examine me and see if that is the case. You will find this in Leviticus chapter 14, verse 4. And the next few from the same verse. And the second thing that you have to bring as an offering before the priest, first we said two living and clean birds. The second one is cedar wood. Cedar wood stands for the cross of Jesus Christ, where the miracle occurred. So your miracle of healing, your miracle of blessings, your miracle of wedding anniversary, where miracles of your birthday, the miracle of having your children, the miracle of having your job, the miracle of having, a raise, the miracle of having a huge payout or a legacy, it is because it occurred because of the cross of Jesus. Because the cross of Jesus released us from poverty and brought unto us financial abundance. So the cedar wood is to point to the cross. That is not by your might, it's not by your power, but it's by the Spirit of God. It is God who has chosen to bless you. And therefore, you have to give him thanks for that. Now the third bit about the offering is the scarlet yarn, meaning red colored piece of cloth. You see, and that stands for the blood of Jesus Christ, for cleansing and covering us. So when we give thanks to God in everything, we are cleansed, we are made whole, we are set apart and brought closer to God, because we declare his majesty. We are declaring, look, we are declaring that what I have got is as a result of what God has done for me. My strength might have done that, but if God held my nose and refused me to have the breath, to have an air to breathe, I would have been gone. And many people have gone through this coronavirus. And you are alive. That is a reason for us to thank God for everything. And the blood of Jesus Christ with the red yarn is for covering. So that means when you give God thanks, from there on, the enemy cannot come and touch you and cannot come and touch the same thing that you're giving God thanks for. He would not be able to take that away from you. You are covered by that. And the next thing that you see, the fourth bit of the offering that was brought before the priest, because Jesus said, go and show yourself to the priest. So he's telling you all these things. So they had to understand what they had to do, and they knew what to do. So they had to bring a hyssop. Hyssop is a flexible plant, ideal for sprinkling water. But hyssop is used on the time of Aaron, and during the time of the Passover, it was used to sprinkle blood, and which has a higher density. So for you to be able to do that, you have to have faith. So hyssop is the sign of faith, to believe God even before you see the evidence. Just like these people, before these 10 lepers, before they saw the evidence of cleansing, guess what? They went to show themselves to the priest. So it is very important that we thank God even before we see the evidence. In all things, in every situation, we have to give thanks to God, for it glorifies him. The fifth thing about this offering is a lamb. It's a lamb. And that lamb without blemish, it signifies Jesus. So he says, look to Jesus. Look to Jesus. Anytime you are in crisis, look to Jesus. That is where your trust is built and your faith is built. That is why you can say, it is well with me. That's why you can say, I'm thankful to God. When the 10 lepers were going, surely it was when Jesus spoke to them, it was not well. But then they knew that it would be well with them because they focused on the word of Jesus Christ. That's why they were going to see the priest. And as they went, they received their cleansing. So it was a lamp without blemish, signifying Jesus. Let me talk about the sixth one, and I'll talk about the last one, and we'll finish. So then he said, and in verse 10 of Leviticus chapter 14, he said, now also take an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil. You see, so what we are saying right here is that whatever you have in your hand, some of us, we are so proud, we think it is our job that look after us. We think what we do is what brings God to us. Cast your mind back 3 months ago. You didn't have a job. You couldn't even go to the shop. There was no advert on the telly about food and about cars and about all the things that we now are seeing. And how did you live? Under the fear of death, God has looked after you. So that effort of fine flour mixed with oil says that God is your provision at all times. So I want you to remember that Jesus Christ will provide for you as long as you are giving him thanks in everything. Look to him. Giving him thanks in everything is also saying that, God, you know what? If I've got a car, yes, I bought it, but you gave me the strength to work. You gave me the brain to work. You gave me the ideas to do this. Give God the thanks. If you're able to afford a holiday, thank God for that. If you're able to, afford a house to live in, thank God for that. Whatever situation, thank God for that. And the last bit of the offering that Jesus Christ said, go and show yourself to the priest for, is this. It says a log of oil as a wave offering. Here we are saying that it means that giving thanks as a lifestyle for God's favor to be upon you. That's verse 12 of Leviticus 14. Leviticus 14, 12. We have to have a log of oil and bring it before God as a wave offering. You see, you only wave an offering before God when you are happy. You wave an offering before God when you trust God powerfully, when you know that God has done something for you, or when you know that he's going to do something for you. Like sometimes you've been praying to have a baby and then you become pregnant. You haven't seen the baby, but you tell everybody, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant, I'm pregnant. Why? Because you have the faith that you're going to have a baby. You don't even know how the baby grows in your womb. It is God's favor. My son, my daughter, it is God's favor that is doing that. So give God thanks as a lifestyle. So you see that in this offering that we are talking about, Jesus Christ is saying, let us live a lifestyle of thanksgiving. So if Jesus said to the foreigner who returned to give thanks, arise, go your way, your faith has made you well. It is our faith in God, our trust in God, our ability to actually say, God, it is well with us in every situation because we know that you're going to be our provider. It is that which brings God's power, God's favor, God's healing, God's restoration, God doing things that he will do with us. So giving thanks, therefore, build up faith for more blessings and miracles. Amen.